Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8.07. It's Thursday. Oh, my God. Thank you, Morgan. Little bit of blue sky. Tiniest bit of blue sky out there. It's supposed to actually get really warm this weekend, so, you know, the fog will persist, but where the sun does come out, it's going to get hot. So sorry, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Pacifica. You'll have to head inland if you want a little sun this weekend. This part of the show, the Celebrity Trash, brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. You can find that, a new one every Monday at RadioLS.com. And Johnny will be joining us today with Hooman. They're reviewing Stuber.
Correct.
We can't wait to hear about an hour from now. Can't wait to hear how that is. Tattoos. Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy he's the real deal. And I know that he got...
Well, he sold a lot of his artwork.
He got linked up with that guy who put a bunch of his art on clothing. I can't remember the name of the clothing company, but he definitely, he made money that he should have made all along.
Right.
So I'm glad he got to cash in.
Well, it's funny because I have heard a little bit, you know, like he had kind of a bad rap about it. But one of my close friends, her son is a tattoo artist, and he loves Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy's incredible.
Like, he schooled me on the whole thing. He's like, look, this is what happened.
He's legit.
And in the tattoo community, don't you worry, Ed Hardy is still the man.
He's known and
I
people
it was
love
just
him.
Ed Hardy clothing, no?
No, no. It was like some Goldschmidt or some.
But did a whole Ed Hardy line and it was put on everything.
He got hooked up with
Dr. J.
Christian
Audiers.
Audiers?
Something, but anyway.
Audier Brand Management Group.
Well, The DeYoung Museum, very highbrow. I've seen a few, like, you know, 15th century Persian art displays. I mean, like, they're, you know, that's where the biggies go. High art. They're doing a big Ed Hardy expo, I guess, over there. It's a big exhibit, and they're saying it's unlike anything most have seen at the museum before. And it's a new site even for Ed Hardy, who is a Bay Area guy.
He is a Bay Area guy.
Shop on Lombard Street.
Tattoo City, right here in San Francisco.
Right.
But he's been here forever and had a few different shops along the way. So he has very close ties to the Bay Area and Hawaii and a few other spots. But I would go see that. I've got a few of his books as well. They're excellent.
The DeYoung Museum is taking on Ed Hardy's work. They call him one of the late 20th century's most iconic artists at their new exhibit. It's called Deeper Than Skin. And he says, it is a first. It's a real high point. I never would have expected. They actually credit him with the 20th century tattoo renaissance. And on Wednesday, he was walking the halls of the DeYoung Museum and like, oh, boy, here I am in a major museum. He says, to have it all featured this way, it's overwhelming. I'm absolutely still in shock. It's going to take a few weeks to go, oh, my God, this is really happening. He was born in SoCal. He is very much a San Francisco local now. What did you say the name of the place is? It's on Lombard Street in North
Beach. Tattoo City.
His dog was there for the show preview. I guess this was yesterday morning. And the exhibit's an outline of his life. He says, I love the fact that they set it up chronologically and that it ends with pretty recent things that I've done.
I think his brother or his son... I'm not sure who it is, but someone in his family also tattoos there. So it's still it's his still. I don't think he's tattooing there anymore, though.
Ed has proven with the art he's made that tattoos can be art, said the curator in charge of the exhibit. Her name is Karen Brewer. And they say it makes for a show with some things museum goers are not usually expecting. And he says of that, people need to realize museums are living organisms. They're keeping all this stuff alive from past cultures, but also showing this very modern.
I love his work. If I could get him to do even a line on me, I'd be stoked. I would be like, that line, that's Ed Hardy.
My girlfriend has an Ed Hardy.
No, get out of here.
She does. One of her first tattoos she ever got.
He did it on her, or she took his art?
He put a bracelet on her.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. There's an opening. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? And then her son winds up being a tattoo artist.
Right here?
Oh, I don't know where. It was years ago. I mean, she is covered head to toe. So this was one of her first tattoos she ever got years ago. There's an opening party tonight, a DJ and cocktails. Mm. Is our DJ going to be doing that?
He's doing his own DJ.
Oh, that's right.
At
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
In Oakland.
In Oakland, 7 o'clock.
Vonda Wizard,
open.
Everyone.
Yeah.
But this is open to the public, so I guess you head down to the DeYoung Museum if you're a big
aficionado. One of my tattoos is I brought an Ed Hardy picture, and this guy Henry changed it a little, but it's inspired by Ed Hardy work.
Henry is what Dirt's name is?
No. Henry used to work.
I don't know.
You know his name's Grime. You've said his name 1,000 times. You know who he is.
What? Do I?
Anyway, Ed Hardy's the real deal. That's awesome. The DeYoung Museum, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's
check it out.
You could make a stop there on your way home. If you're
I'd be
Beach
afraid
way.
Someone would rob my car, but I will try to.
They have a decent parking lot there.
Do they?
Underground.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
That's the same as the
California Academy of Arts.
Right.
Actually, that's a, I love that whole plaza. We just go out and hang out there sometimes. She has passed away. Willy Wonka star Denise Nickerson. She played Violet Beauregard and turned into a big blueberry, if you recall, from the original Willy Wonka. They took her off life support yesterday. She's 62 years old and she did pass. It seems that she was attempting suicide anyway.
Oh, no.
Well, she had gone. I guess she'd been released from the hospital. She went home, took every med in sight, and her family found her unconscious. And then she had a seizure on Tuesday. And at that point, they just said, we're taking her off the machines. Mm. And she did, in fact, pass yesterday. Lamar Odom, it was highly anticipated he was going to go to the Big Three. This is this new basketball league that Ice Cube is setting up.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked him out.
Why?
We're not ready to play. They kicked out a few people, actually. Baron Davis, Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, Baron Davis is a warrior.
And Bonzi Wells.
Was a warrior.
Right.
They've been deactivated for the remainder of the 2019 season. Lamar Odom was nervous about being embarrassed on the court because he wasn't prepared to compete with his fellow ex-NBA hoopers. There wasn't that much hope that it would work out anyway. The league stated in the news they wanted to maximize competition, so it was actually an easy decision to say.
Baron Davis was on the We Believe team.
As the premier professional 3-on-3 league in the world, we're always striving to improve the quality of both the live and broadcast experience for our fans, as well as the level of competition. Odom had barely played. He was on the enemy's team, posting 2 points and 4 rebounds in the season. It's been a tough road for him. He OD'd in 2015, and they actually thought the guy might never walk or talk again.
Right.
At the time, and he's back at least into a point where he can play, but they're saying he is not in shape for this. He's hoping he can get things back in order for 2020. No word if the league would even have him back. There you go.
If he can play, they'll have him back.
A TV show with Baron Davis. It's called WTF Baron Davis. It's so funny. It's on the Fuse Network. It's a scripted show, but it is so funny.
The story that I heard, part of the reason he left, I think he's been around, but he wanted to go to L.A. and start television and movie production. And I think he does that. Like that. So
he has an actual scripted, like a sitcom? Does he play himself?
It feels like a reality show to me.
Okay.
But it's labeled as scripted. Like his friends will come over his house and ask for money, you know, for him to invest in some stuff. The neighbor always just shows up. It's just a really cute show. And I think I also read he's doing some stuff for Shark Tank, too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
During that time when the Warriors were just having that run, they would show him walking into the arena, and he was just slick. He just had it. You know that person that just got every all the clothes are right, walk is right,
yeah.
The whole thing.
Did he retire from the NBA or?
He's got to be done, yeah.
Yeah.
And he had some weight, like, not weight, like...
Weight.
He got out of shape.
Yeah.
I think he was working too much on his film
career.
Well,
they cut him here, too, so, I mean, it sounds like he has other fish to fry, which is good news, but...
Yeah.
Lamar, I don't know what he's going to do. Michelle Obama rented a house for a couple days in the Hollywood Hills. This house was freaking amazing. They're saying...
Airbnb, was it?
You know, maybe, Vin. The house is for sale for $23 million.
Whoa,
but I guess
whoa.
While it's sitting on the market, they're trying to get all they can out of it. I'm sure it wasn't cheap. But just this past Monday and Tuesday, she stayed there. They say it's new construction, but honestly, it looks like old, the old kind of Spanish Hollywood look. Mm. And it's gorgeous. It has spectacular views of the city. The whole back of it, I'll hand you the picture in a second. You'll freak out. The whole back of it is just like open to whatever the view is. They're not showing that. And the front is just sort of a delightful shaded grass lawn with huge palm trees. Oh, it's freaking gorgeous. It's called Shark House. There's a huge shark tank in the middle of it.
Oh, really?
So I guess you can go and interact with sharks.
If you want that.
If that's what you want. Incredible security present because, of course, she travels with Secret Service. The owner had to have all the security cameras turned off. They said, your security system, we got our own. That's got to be turned off.
They made the fart sound,
they
huh?
They went, okay. No. To your security system, that's a huge.
All right.
They're saying she may be looking for a place to live in that neighborhood, possibly this particular house. Now that she and the former president have both their kids are out of the house, and they're involved with a whole Netflix thing and
oh,
some Hollywood
right.
stuff. So they may actually be looking for a pad down there. Mm. Anyway, here's the shots of the front and back of the house. It's freaking gorgeous. It's like everything you want. It is nestled in pretty close to the neighbors, though, I will say that. As you look at the back of the house, it's like, oh, wow, hey, neighbor.
So what? Look at the front.
I know. Can you believe that? It's so open. I can't see the shark tank, though, but I'm only looking at a black and white picture. I thought it might be that thing over on the left-hand side, the sort of dark wall. The Fire Fest.
Is it
yeah,
coming back?
I heard it was canceled.
It was.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? No one told anyone who was getting there, and they did have some cheese, some delicious-looking gourmet cheese sandwiches.
Is it coming back? Is
no.
Ja Rule involved?
What's happening is everyone's suing for everything.
Oh.
So there was a, you know, look, he's fighting this thing where he was still tweeting about it 24 hours ahead when it was clear that it was not it was clear to anyone organizing it that it wasn't happening. They told bands, don't even go. Just don't go. It's not happening. And he is 24 hours ahead. He said, the stage is set. In less than 24 hours, the first annual Fire Festival begins. Hashtag festival life. 24 hours before the thing started. When I don't know what he knew or where he was at, but they're saying a lot of he's being sued by the people. I guess it's a class action thing, by the people who paid between $400 and $1,000. And then some people paid far more than that. Weren't there $12,000?
It was supposed
yeah,
to be
so.
Just for the high lifers, mm-hmm. the upper crust. It was sold as this type of experience that only you can afford.
Right.
Nobody can afford
this. You're
going
to have to fly
you.
Yourself there.
And so they actually, in the Netflix documentary, is that what you'd call
yes.
that?
Yeah.
They actually make you kind of, the way they set it up, you're kind of like, almost anti the people who would go to this the way they show it to you. You're like, oh, so I can't go because I don't have $5,000 to drop on a 2-day event?
Well, his legal troubles may be over. A federal judge in Manhattan just ruled that he's previously done time for tax evasion, that he can be dismissed from this civil suit over the festival. He served as a promoter.
Ja Rule.
Filed by cheated ticket holders who paid between $400 and $1,000 to attend, although that even seems low. The festival was billed as a luxury event in the Bahamas, came complete with yachts packed with world-class models, concerts by famous bands, an island with a shark petting zoo, and Ja Rule.
And the best food and the best
right.
drinks.
They said when festival goers arrived, they did not find the as-promised celebrity chefs or A-list talent. Instead, they found a dirty island with no electricity, no sanitation, disaster tents instead of luxury suites, and slices of bread and cheese instead of haut cuisine. So, this Manhattan federal court judge ruled yesterday that the attendees did not meet the legal standard to bring fraud claims against Ja Rule. They're saying he is, quote, not alleged to have known of individual ticket or merchandise sales. In December of 2016, he posted on his personal Twitter account that the festival would be FOMO-inducing and 1,000 times better than Coachella. Mm. And those statements were found to be no more than puffery, and that he can't be sued because of those. He dismissed all claims in the suit, but he did give the plaintiffs a three-week window to come forward with new evidence to refile a fraud claim against him. His attorney says he's thankful, blah, blah, blah.
I like that term, puffery.
I know, puffery. It's mere puffery.
The festival. May be guilty of puffery every now and then.
Yeah, aren't we all? Let's puff things up. Billy McFarland, he was the organizer. He was convicted of defrauding investors out of $27 million, sentenced to 6 months in prison. He's serving time along. They mentioned that in jail with him right now are Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's former attorney, and Mike, Sorrentino. There is, I don't know that they're his cellmates, but they're in there with him. So that's where Ja Rule's at today. He just got released at least for the next 3 weeks. Post Malone.
What about him?
He's wonderful. There's a big zombie-fied video for a single called Goodbye that he's got out right now.
I heard it's scary.
He plays an undead rapper in a clip for a collaboration with Young Thug. He emerges from his grave, stumbles through the town in search of the still alive love of his life. If you click over to the merchandise page, you can find a $75 custom Goodbyes coffin pool float, which is great. So obviously in the shape of a... Here you go. Here's some of the merch available. You watch the video and you go, I got to get me a coffin pool float. It comes with a download of the rapper's upcoming third album, and there's also an $85 Goodbyes woven blanket, which features a spooky image of a ghostly hand reaching out from the murky blue depths. His last album was Beer Bongs and Bentleys, April 2018, and he's released a single, Wow, the one we hear all the time. That came out in December. No release date for his third album yet, but they say that's around the corner.
That was in December. I'm like, oh, that's at least 6 months ago, though, right? 7 months.
Yeah.
Six and a half.
That's been ruling for a long time. How long's that been on the charts? Like 30-something weeks? It's crazy. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, we were actually questioning where the hell's Spinderella? I think Salt and Pepper were playing at that I Love the 80s tour or something. Mm-hmm. Well, she's in the courtroom is where she is.
What?
She is... They say, what a scam, what a mighty good scam. Which, by the way, is not a Salt and Pepper song, is it? Isn't that En Vogue?
En Vogue.
Anyway.
Wow.
Thank you. Spinderella.
What?
Isn't that, I mean, it is, right?
No,
I mean,
it's good on you. Who would have thought you'd know that?
Featuring En Vogue. Salt and Pepper featuring.
Oh, my God.
Featuring.
Funny. Okay, it is an En Vogue song. And a Salt and Pepper song. So, Spinderella is suing her groupmates.
She is.
Claiming that this started with the Best Of album released in 1999. In the suit, she says, I was promised one third of the royalties for this record, and I even got a phone call saying I'd be getting $125,000, and I never got it.
Yeah.
$125,000.
She says she also got cheated when Salt and Pepper excluded her from a VH1 TV show based on the group's rise to stardom. In the suit, she says she was promised one third of the group's fee for the show. And even though she got an occasional guest spot, she got way less than a third. She also says she got zero compensation for their appearance at the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. According to the suit, though, the biggest shock was this year. She was informed by Sound Exchange, which collects and distributes royalties to artists, that her groupmates had been paid more than $600,000 in royalties over the last decade. And she was like, I didn't get any of that.
Whoa.
Not a dime. So she is suing. She's suing for trademark infringement. She says... Salt and Pepper continue to use me to promote performances, and I want my money.
That's super interesting, because I would imagine...
We had just talked about this.
Well, I imagine the other side of it is, we're Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in there does it say anything about Spinderella.
You're down in the corner, sometimes featuring Spinderella in tiny print.
But you hear this in art... especially music, all the time. The contributions that are made. I told you about my buddy. He thought this band he was in, they were a family, man. They loved each other. They lived together. They made these albums together.
Turns out when one guy sees a way to take all the money, he takes it.
Yeah. And then as soon as he realized he'd been had, was the most bitter guy for years.
And now he lives in an RV having the time
of
his
life. He's doing okay, but it was one of those things where he went, I thought we were family. I didn't pay attention because why would I? We weren't going to steal from each other.
We were all in this together.
Happens.
Right up until we weren't.
Right.
Yep.
Money.
Money. Money changes everything. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Mom's just trying to give her kids a good time, and now she's in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, we are moments away from the movie review. Stuber is the movie today. Johnny Mosley is joining Hooman, Khalili, and they're going to tear this one a new one. About 9:15, we peak for the week.
They're going to tear the movie review a new one?
They are. It's going to be devastating. Yes. They're going to violate this movie. Review.
Yikes.
I know. God, I'm a little bit scared.
Why are they so hostile?
I don't know if they like it or not. Find out.
Every now and then.
Turn around, I'm going to give it to you, movie. You're going to be sorry you're a movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I have my...
They were just practicing in the other room. Yeah. And Hooman was doing all...
Wait, Johnny's here?
Johnny's right here.
Oh, all right.
But Hooman has to, you know...
Can I have my thing again?
Report.
What's up?
God, you and your little effects. Someone gave him a new toy a couple
Should
weeks
I not
ago.
Do that?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Oh. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. We begin with...
Oh,
no.
That's not exactly true. It's bad news from Iran, but I didn't have... I asked for bad news from Iran.
We don't have a bad news from Iran thing, huh?
And there was no... I said, all right, just play that one.
News,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, I'll just say edit, and then we'll begin with apparently some ships from Iran tried to boost an oil tanker from a British oil tanker.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
There was an incident just a couple weeks ago, too.
Talked to anybody over there?
You
know
what's
going on?
What's happening?
I think they're mad about the whole, Trump pulling out of the deal. And
So, it's, they're just going to go ahead.
Yeah, but the Brits are like, we're just trying to get our oil home, everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
We need oil. Just like everyone else does. Why are you punishing us?
I'm not a big fan of the government over there, so I'm hoping that there'll be a resolution soon.
All right.
That'd
well,
be nice.
I guess they had a battleship show up and scare off the hooligans.
Did it work?
They worked, of course. It's
good news is they were unsuccessful.
There it is.
There it is. They didn't get to hijack the ship after all.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
More bad news real quick. There's a hurricane headed Louisiana's way, and New Orleans is already seeing flooding.
People are kayaking in the streets there. It's unbelievable.
And this tropical storm could escalate to a hurricane by Saturday.
Oh, this is good.
Rocky like a hurricane.
Too soon, man.
It is. God, Brent.
It's before. It's not even a hurricane. It's not.
People are already hurting there.
It's not a thing.
It's not?
It's pre-thing. Saturday it might be. If you're flying, though, to that area anytime between now and...
Prepare for a water landing.
You hear that?
Yeah,
is that part of the song?
Some amazing singer singing
a lack of vocals.
Let's hear that.
to go.
He's licking his lips. He's ready to win. On a hunting knife for love and possession.
Here I am.
I love you like a hurricane. Are you ready, baby? Rock you like a hurricane.
Sarah's metal singing voice. Her lip comes back and she gets like snarly.
Gets all rocky.
Here I am. That's neat.
Rock you like a hurricane.
That's it. Can you hold that? Oh, I don't have my phone.
Why not?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Come on. Take a picture.
Rock you like a hurricane. All right. All right,
dang it.
Look at me. Let me see if I can get it from here, Sarah. Here I am. Like a hurricane.
Darn it. And me without my phone.
Oh, where's your phone? That's bizarre.
It's in the other room. I try not to have it around.
You need your iPad. You're all set.
So mom's just trying to show the kids a good time. You know what it's like in the summer?
I do. I told you. We used to do playground tours just to get the kids the hell out of the house.
Darn minutes to fill. Yeah. They feel like
let's go
just
find an ice cream truck. We'll just drive around until we find one.
How many minutes has passed? 8 minutes.
There's like 100 million minutes left to go.
Oh, my God.
When do you go to bed again? Oh. Tell you what. Let's have races. You and your brother race to that tree and back 100 times. And then fall down panting in the grass, please.
Oh, my God. It's too soon to break out the painting. That was my final thing. Mm-hmm. And it's only 8 a.m.
Oh, my God. I've been up with you since 5. Does this ever end?
Jennifer Yeager is 49-year-old mom from Dixon, Illinois.
Oh. How old? God
bless you.
Bless you. How old are the kids?
Earlier this week, she and her two daughters drove to a friend's house to blow up their inflatable pool.
Oh.
But when it was time to take it home, Jennifer's plan was to secure it on the roof of her car.
Uh-oh.
By having her daughter sit inside of it.
What an idiot!
Why do you say that?
You can't, the kid can't sit on top of, that is ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. She's an idiot, obviously. She shouldn't have children.
Someone spotted Jennifer driving with two kids sitting in the pool.
On top of the car.
On top of the car.
Oh, my God.
And she called the cops.
Yes.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
That's wrong.
100,000%.
The pool's got padded sides.
Doesn't matter, Vinny. That's ridiculous.
It's an inflatable.
Honest to God. How big of a moron do you have to be?
If they fall off, it's totally padded.
They'll get a hole in that pool, and then all the fun will be ruined.
The police pulled Jennifer over, and she was arrested on 2 counts of child endangerment, 2 counts of reckless conduct, and 1 count of failure to secure a passenger between 8 and 16.
And 1 count of I'm a complete idiot? Could that be one of the counts?
You don't have to be so harsh.
She's an idiot.
Right now, there's somebody in Danville undoing the air in their pool because now they know they can't do it this way.
Oh, my God. Great. Well, guess what? You were an idiot right up until you heard Vinny, and he schooled you.
I'm not schooled. I feel like it's padded. It's going to be fine.
It's not padded.
This mom would have gotten them. Oh, did you see the picture?
No.
There's a picture.
Oh, my God.
She looks friendly.
She was trying her hardest. What are they, laying down in it? This is, oh, my God. Everyone, meet a moron. A complete idiot. Oh, she's so lucky she didn't kill her kids. She's so lucky. Death.
I'm sure she drove like 1 mile per hour.
Really?
Okay.
Are you sure?
Just try to relax a little bit.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I didn't realize it, but this is a chance for us to go to our friend Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist. Oh. Who's
is he here?
Yeah, he's doing push-ups. He's doing push-ups.
Why is he getting all pumped up for the?
What's that all about?
Oh, yeah.
He's staying in shape. He's
why,
so
is he,
fit.
Why is he doing that?
Yeah.
What's the matter
what
with that guy?
What are you doing, Johnny?
You're gonna get all sweaty and stinky. Oh, look at that body.
So far, he's done 400 push-ups.
I'm trying to get some blood flow to the brain.
Oh. So you don't later put a pool on top of your car and stick your kids in it to hold it down?
No, that sounded reasonable to me. Here, come over here.
No,
it didn't. Just to go down the road, like if I was just going from my house to my folks' house, I had an inflatable pool, and I was like,
please stop talking right now. Just don't, no more talking.
Was there water in it?
No.
I think they got the water out.
Did they Instagram it, or was it like, I mean, I would do it for an Instagram shot.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Sure.
It might be a good post.
Please don't say
I'd get some likes on that.
Stop it.
Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist. Has anyone asked you to do any kind of motivational speaking or coaching of any kind?
I do that. Yes, I have been asked.
Is that right? So let me get this straight.
He sweats those too. He freaks out over them.
I do. I get asked to do them quite a bit.
Of Squaw.
Uh-huh.
You own your own bar called Mosley's.
True.
Darn it. You own a sunflower seed company.
True.
Oh, he does the tourism
Johnny
thing.
Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams.
Oh, the Wildest Dreams on video on YouTube.
And the podcast.
And the Johnny Pod now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he's the CEO of Toyota.
Toyota, right?
CEO, Toyota.
That's great.
Check.
And you also, somewhere on that business card, have enough room for...
You're missing one.
What?
Some kind of whiskey or something like that, or rum.
Oh, the rum.
Oh, rum place.
Mount Gay Rum.
Yeah.
Mount Gay Rum.
Oh, right. He's the chief product tester for Peter Glenn Sports.
That's right, too, yeah.
Oh, what about the drunk elves?
Oh, tipsy elves. Yeah.
Oh, boy, he really is.
What about Warren Miller? Warren
Miller, might be his best thing he's got going.
Commentator for the Winter Olympics on NBC.
That's dang.
All right.
Chief knows at Squaw Valley.
What about Skating with the Stars?
Oh, yeah, Skating with the Stars.
We don't. Booming.
Nope, that wasn't me.
Booming.
Wasn't me.
Right. Maybe future Big Brother contestant.
That would be huge.
Oh yeah,
Celebrity Big Brother. You guys have to do it.
If it comes back around, I will do it just based on
reach
the fact that
out.
Then we can talk about
reach
it.
Reach out to
reach
them
out
and
them.
Say, I was wrong.
I screwed up,
and my
I
friends.
Was wrong.
Yes.
Anyway, somewhere on that business card, there's room for Mosley Motivations or whatever you call yourself.
That could work. I don't have a name for that part. Mainly it's just
Mosley-lovations.
They're always different, but yes, I give talks.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
There's a new study out of the Journal of Sports Science, and they say one of the tricks to performing better when you're in sports, which you were and you competed at the highest possible level, is talking to yourself. But talking to yourself in second person, as in, you can do this.
Johnny, you can do it.
You're talking to yourself, but you're saying, you can do, you got
You've
this.
You've trained.
Not, I got this, but you got this. They say it has something to do with an outside voice coaching you up, as opposed to just plain old you talking to yourself. When you were sitting there in the gate, looking down on that final run, what are you saying to yourself?
If you can see Vinny's pose right now,
you
he's, in, he's in start
right
position.
He's ready.
He's got his hands up.
Use this mic so you can see Vinny.
He's got his hands up, and he was in start mode. Hey, that's it. You know, you've burrowed into the like heart of the motivational talk right there.
It's got to be.
What do you do at that moment?
Right.
Right? And it's a hairy moment, right? It's the Olympics. Everything's built up. I was winning going in. I was the last guy to go because I won the semifinal. So they eliminate everybody except the top 16. Then they reverse the order from worst to best. So I waited for everyone to go, right?
And then it all comes down to this.
Crapping my pants, right?
Are you though, or
but
are
I'm
you?
Not? But I'm not
right.
Because I've prepared for this moment, Vinny. I've prepared for this moment. And yes, I'm a self-talker. Like, I talk to myself all the time about everything. I talk to myself. I talk in my sleep. I'm that is key. Like, you have to be able to visualize
Johnny never shuts
things.
Up, I think is what he's saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like now. But just to give you the short answer, basically, in that moment, I actually had a list in my pocket of, like, five things to think about.
Oh.
And the idea, handwritten list that I had been using all season, and I kept it in my pocket because the moments are so hairy at every World Cup, especially the Olympics, that you start thinking about what you want to get out of is the idea that you're going to win this race. Like, you can do this. I can win this race. What you want to think about is how are you going to make the first turn? Like, what are you going to do with your body? Things you can control.
Oh.
The tangible pieces, and that was something I had worked on with sports psychologists and years, try to get more consistent.
Really?
in that moment, and it worked. I mean, you have to have all the skills and everything, all the other pieces, but in that moment, I ripped out this list and I looked at it, and it was things like weight shifts, standard downhill ski, first three turns, plant the backside of the mogul, like look ahead. So as soon as I started looking at that, I was like,
you broke it down into little pieces that were crucial. It wasn't the overall, I got this, I'm going to win. It was, what's the first thing I got to do? That's amazing.
And then once you're in, you know, then you're, then it takes over.
Instinct takes over.
Well, right. That's, so the list, though, is something for you to focus your attention on, right? So
that you're not,
it's got to be grounded.
Because if you're, in that quiet moment where you're waiting your turn, I imagine you're like, I just want to go already. You're driving me nuts up here.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. And you're scared.
That's
plus,
if cool insight.
In your sport in particular, too, it goes so damn fast that all that stuff when you're going is mostly muscle memory and having practiced it.
Once you get past that like first three turns, it's all reaction. You know, it's what you know at that point. But you can freeze yourself. I mean, I've pushed out of the gate and fallen over. I mean, you can screw yourself up if your heart rate's too high or if you're nervous in the gate. So it's all about – actually, for a while, I used a heart rate monitor, and I would gauge where my ideal heart rate was at the start.
Oh.
Because in skiing, you practice, and then you go wait for like an hour until you run. So how do you get yourself not too amped up
back to peak.
Too low?
Right.
So I'm hiking up and skiing down, and then I'm listening to music, and then I'm like – but and then you have to sit in the start gate. So I'm doing push-ups, which I've always done since I was a teenager. Like, and you're trying to get yourself in that, like, optimal heart
rate.
What
is the optimal heart
rate? Because it's not like a jogging race or a football game.
No.
Where you can kind of, like, work your way into your
spot. You got one
run.
Like, you're 25 seconds, and you better be 100% from, like, the first turn.
Right.
Gnarly, dude.
So what's the optimal heart rate?
I think I was like 170 was my optimal.
Whoa.
To start at 170?
Yeah, dude.
It's a 20-second run.
Damn.
What's your run time?
25. 25. Now it's down.
Jesus, still 170? God.
Yeah. Well,
if I hit 170 to work out, I'm like, I better stop.
Well, that's how I am these days, too. But you know, max heart rate is 220 minus your age, right?
I didn't know
that. So when you're
that.
20, dude, I used to get my heart rate up to 200 plus like all the time. Now I hit 177 or 180, and I'm like,
I need a knee. I need a knee.
Nice. Hey, wow, that was pretty freaking cool.
Did you get Mosley's motivation drop made while he was doing that? Can you take us out with a Mosley's motivation?
I know.
What?
Mosley's motivation.
He's busy working on the movie.
I am actually updating the movie review for him.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, we are about to peak for the week, Vinny.
All right.
That was cool.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I thought you were going to have something super fancy.
I wasn't expecting that. You're expecting that. I'm sorry about
Sheesh.
That.
Just always expect the unexpected.
I wasn't expecting that you were working on a new 10-minute movie intro.
I can't wait to hear it. It better be good.
30 seconds.
Let's see here. Oh, 925 says, guys, is there something wrong with a 53-year-old male construction worker singing along with Taylor Swift?
No.
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. You can sing along with whatever you want.
What about a 52-year-old woman singing along with The Scorpions' Rock You Like a Hurricane?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. At least six people. This is from 408. Oh, no.
Oh, no what? Oh, no what?
Well, if I read this out loud, maybe Johnny's wife is going to not let him go and do it.
Do what?
At least six people in the Big Brother house have boned, or at the very least, played games under the covers in the bathroom. Or sounded like it.
Oh, that's just the people
incredibly
on the regular
loud.
One. The celebrity one, they're
they
all...
don't all bone each other.
Let me just say this about Johnny. He is so loyal. The amount of tail that's thrown at him every day.
Yeah,
and he's resistant.
That dude is a straight and narrow.
Like he's
he
dodging.
Likes to sing, he likes to party, and he likes his wife.
The amount of tail
thrown at his face.
You wouldn't believe it. Some of the stories.
Kitty
he's
cat
told us.
Everywhere.
Gets out of control.
What does that mean?
Garage cats into him?
I want to be in that.
Oh, garage cat. You have a thing for Johnny Mosley?
Yeah, we all do. I want to move into his house.
Oh.
You know what?
Johnny,
I can make that happen,
garage?
Buddy.
Yeah.
No problem.
You want a cat?
I don't understand.
That cat's into you.
Is this a new character?
Oh, it's not new.
Oh,
let's take a break. Back with the movie reviews.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.